Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How do you honor the most impactful person in your life? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Over the past 50 weeks, I've started each podcast episode with a question that's intended to get you thinking deeply about a single topic that I believe will have a huge impact on the success of your business. At the end of last week's episode, I told you that this week, my question and our discussion was going to be about celebrating your customers' success. But that was before I checked my calendar and realized that this week marked a significant milestone in my life. So at the risk of disappointing you, I'm going to defer our discussion about celebrating your customers' success to next week and instead focus this week on my dad. You see, this past week marks the 10th anniversary of my dad's passing. When I realized this week that it had been 10 years since my dad died, I found myself being very reflective and thinking a lot about what I'd learned from him and how much he meant to me. If you're not familiar with my dad's story, he's the reason that I do what I do. It was his struggle as a business owner that led me towards learning as much as I could know about how a business works, and ultimately to become a business coach focused on helping business owners like my dad build a business that they could be proud to own. So I want to honor my dad today for the lessons he shared with me and the friend he was to me. By sharing his story with you and sharing some of his most profound insights about being a business owner. My dad's journey as a business owner started when he was 36 years old. At the time, he was working three jobs, doing whatever he could to make ends meet for his large and growing family. At age 36, my mom and dad already had eight children and were on their way to raising 12 kids. That's right, I've got seven brothers and four sisters. Needless to say, we were a very large, very poor family, and the weight of it all was squarely on my dad's shoulders. So at the age of 36, my dad made what I'm sure was the most difficult decision of his adult life, to quit his jobs and go out on his own, starting his own window washing business. You see, my dad had a dream. He wanted to build a business and leave a legacy for his 12 children. He was driven, enthusiastic, motivated, and very hardworking. He was confident that if he just worked hard enough, he could make his new business work and he would provide a nice, comfortable life for his wife and 12 kids. My dad was arguably the best window washer on the planet, but he had no clue how to run a business. So he traded knowledge for hard work. He traded structure and organization for long days and weekends at work. He traded a focus on his expertise for a burning desire to please his customers, doing whatever they needed done. And he traded financial discipline for a belief that he could always do one more job to pay the next bill. My older brother and I were my dad's primary employees, although I guess it's wrong to consider us employees when we never got paid. There's probably a better word for our role in the business, but let's just say that if we weren't in school, we were washing windows with my dad. So I had a front row seat to watch my dad interact with customers, organize his van, buy the supplies he needed for the job, and handle the cash or revenues for the business. At the time, I had no clue what he should be doing to make the business work, I just knew that what we were doing wasn't working so well. He was working his tail off, yet at the end of the day or the end of the week, we were always a bit short on money, which meant something didn't get paid. The rent, the utilities, or the groceries. It wasn't uncommon for all of us kids to be sent to bed without dinner because we simply didn't have anything to eat. On a couple of occasions, my dad returned home from a long day of window washing only to find all of our furniture on the curb because we'd been evicted because we were well behind on paying the rent. But my dad wouldn't quit. He wasn't a quitter. He simply worked harder and longer, confident that someday things would turn around and the business would become something special. But it didn't. Over the years, my mom grew tired of the promise that someday things would be better and finally asked for a divorce. So my dad moved out and even lived in his van for a while, but he never stopped working the business. As I grew older and left home, I would often call my dad, and he would enthusiastically tell me about the business and his hopes that one day he would be on top of the world, a successful business owner. But that day never came. Meanwhile, as I began my journey into business, I was determined to figure out what my dad was missing. What does it take to make a business work well? It became my study, my passion, and my mission. When my dad passed away 10 years ago, I decided to write a book to tell my dad's story and to share what I had learned along the way. That book has been the basis for the questions I've been asking over these past 50 weeks. And that book has been the foundation I've used to help hundreds of business owners, many just like my dad, turn their businesses from a frustrating mess into a high-performing operation. I've had several clients who've not only built their business, but sold their business for far more than they would ever dreamed possible. And all of this because my dad raised me, disciplined me, taught me, inspired me, and ultimately showed me what it takes to be successful as a business owner. Sometimes we get lessons from watching things done well. Other times we learn from watching things go poorly. My dad gave me both. He showed me how to engage with customers in a way that made them embrace him as if he were a member of their family. He showed me that if you don't organize your day and stick to your plan, that you're going to disappoint the people you made a commitment to. He showed me that if you treat your employees well, they'll do anything for you, not because you're paying them, but because they want to be helpful. He also showed me that if you don't understand the financials in your business, you're doomed to fail. I've thought a lot about what advice my dad would give business owners today if he were still around. Here's what I think he would say, based on what I heard him say to me over and over again as I was growing up working with him. Never quit. Quitters never win. You can always put in more effort. If you truly want to accomplish something big, something difficult, something beyond average, you need to be willing to sacrifice. My dad lived out this advice every day. He would also say, remember, there's always someone gunning for your spot. There's always someone who's trying to do what you do better or faster. So don't sit on your laurels. You've got to be constantly getting better at what you do. Even while I was having some nice success in my business, my dad was always cautioning me to watch out for the guy who wants to knock me off the top spot. The more I think about it, he was absolutely right about that. And one more piece of advice that he would give today. Don't do as I did. Remember that your business is there to allow you to enjoy your life, not to become your life. Unfortunately, my dad realized this long after he had lost his wife, missed enjoying his kids growing up, and taking time to enjoy life along the way. It was perhaps his greatest regret, but can be and has been a great motivator for me as I live my life and give advice to other business owners on how to design their best life. Hopefully, there's a nugget of truth in there for you too. My dad was my superhero and still is today, even 10 years after I last got to hug his neck. I heard someone say recently, we all die twice, once when we stop breathing, and another when people stop talking about us. My dad's still alive in that regard, and he's been an encouragement to hundreds of business owners who don't even know him. And my goal is to continue to honor his life and his struggles by helping many more business owners avoid the disappointments and setbacks that my dad endured. Thanks for allowing me to have the opportunity to talk about my dad and honor him on this podcast. It means a lot to me. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this or other topics, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'm here for you. Also, do me a favor and share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. As you can tell, I want as many business owners as possible to learn from my dad, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Sharing this episode will help me accomplish this goal. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we really are going to discuss celebrating your customer's success. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.